everyone, and welcome to our episode of Better Call Saul. We're reviewing Better Call Saul.
That's what this is.
Yep. We are reviewing Better Call Saul Season 4. This is the episode 2 of Season 4.
And what do we call this segment?
We're calling this Next Stop Cinnabon.
Dang.
Well, that's what I wanted to call it, at least. But anyway, so we literally 5 minutes ago just finished watching episode 2, and I really like what happened in it. I was saying earlier that this is... Wait, what was I saying? I can't remember all of a sudden.
I mean,
I'm not sure. This is the Gus is God episode, yes, because that is literally what it felt like, at least in my opinion, because they started and ended. What? Okay, first of all, I need to say all of that. Okay, if this is going to be spoilers too.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the episode yet, we're going to review it. We're going to discuss it.
Right.
So if for whatever reason you clicked on this anyway, just go watch it, do your thing, come back.
And then come back and listen to us again. Yeah. But anyway, so before we go into everything, I wanted to say that this is Miss the Bus. We are going to do this weekly. We are just going to review every single episode. But you can find us on Spotify. Not really, just kidding.
We're not on. Was that just to spite us?
Yeah,
was
it was.
Spite me? I think that was to spite me because I haven't been able to crack him yet.
No, we can't, unfortunately. But you can find us on...
I haven't been able to crack that Spotify, man.
But you can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud and YouTube. We're all under Miss the Bus Pod. You can find us on any social media at Miss the Bus Pod as well. I'm starting to stutter now. I usually have a list to read off of, but I don't have it in front of me right now, so it's really throwing me off. But so you can find us on anything, but again, this is Miss the Bus because I didn't say that in the very beginning and I'm realizing that. So anyway, do y'all want to go ahead and dive into this episode?
Let's dive in.
Spoilers.
Jeez, this is the spoilers. I like that, actually.
All right, so Tyler missed the very beginning, so he didn't see when Chuck, when they did the sacrifice on Chuck, they tied him to the poles and they injected him with green liquid and they brought him back to life.
Well, because he wasn't really dead. So what? Plot twist.
Okay, yeah, what happened was...
For some reason, you didn't sign off and you... we just spoiled that Chuck is now a zombie.
This is all real, I'm just telling you. Like, he's alive.
I can't even, imagine, this... That would make the show something completely else.
It would take away from everything that
turns
it is.
Turns into Fear the Walking Dead 2 kind of thing.
They need 3 Walking Dead shows,
right?
Thriller. No, so really, we see Hector. It opened up with Hector, and we saw that he's, whatever. He's kind of in a coma.
For some reason, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go.
I thought I saw, the tag they put on the toes in the morgue. You know what I'm talking about? Whenever they have the dead people. I thought I saw it on his toe for a second, and I was like, Hector's not dead. That doesn't make any sense. I got really confused for a second, but
forget it. We don't need to.
I guess
why did they tag his toe?
No, they didn't. I just thought I saw that for a second, but they were just checking up on it. They were checking. Well, it was Gus's people, but they were checking his vitals and everything. I guess to see how he was doing
and checking his responses and everything. He was not responsive.
Nope. So. No good. Not what you want in your patients. Yeah.
So that's pretty much all you missed, but that was whenever they check everything and then they go get in the car with Gus again and let him know, hey, Hector's not doing great, but fuck it, who cares, because nobody likes him kind of thing and we want him to die. And then that's when Mary loved this part.
Wait, what was the line? We wrote it down, right?
Did you write it down?
We did.
But that's just basically...
No, I know what he said. Gus says, I decide what he deserves.
And that's where the whole Lord. Gus is God comes into play.
Yeah.
No, Gus, obviously from Breaking Bad, very intimidating, scary man when he wants to be. Also very calm man when he wants to be.
And but that's kind what of makes him more scary, right?
Well, I've always found it funny that I feel like he finds himself to be so much of a better...
He's a class above these other criminals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's honestly just more fucking crazy.
He definitely is. I love this episode because... Obviously, last season was great when they brought back Gus, right? Everybody wanted him back. It was great. And he's been just how he always is. But I feel like this is the first time so far in Better Call Saul where I'm like, oh, yeah, this man's actually terrifying. You know what I mean? Like, there were multiple parts in this episode. From the beginning in the car when he said that, but then also jumping to the end.
The end, man.
The end is more of just the Gus we know. And for some reason, and you'd think I'd know better by now, but in my head... I was just like, okay, so when they get the six packs of fucking drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're walking out, and I was just like, oh yeah, we knew nothing was really going to happen to anybody here, right? Because mm-hmm. this is a prequel, and we're like, yeah, maybe Nacho's going to go later.
I still
on.
Get tense.
But that's the thing, I still get tense. And then Gus comes or whatever and fucking blind, you know, does whatever. They're suffocating him. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, I don't know what's going to happen. This show is constantly going to keep throwing shit at us.
Well, like, I definitely didn't expect that, but I also didn't expect Gus to be the one to, like, he's the one that puts the bag on his head and then they zip tie him
all
together.
He's not afraid to get his hands
dirty.
And he's
just like, we know what you did, Nacho, and you're mine now. He literally was yeah. like, you're mine.
So yeah. us kind of thinking last, and when we talked last week, like maybe they're going to team up now. I guess technically they are, but at the same time, it's what I kind of hoped for was more of a team up, and this is more of
right.
like, a, no, you're my bitch,
and I
Nacho.
Guess that's honestly kind of upsetting because I'm pretty sure I said this last week, but I've really grown to like Nacho's character a lot in the last season, and I'm already liking him a lot in this season too. So just seeing him, like, he literally was just talking to his dad saying, I'm figuring out yeah. how to get out of this, and then Gus literally comes up and says, you're mine.
He's yeah. bye bye birdie.
But I mean, okay, do we know if he is he gonna die? Because
no.
I
think he is.
I was reading some things online
right?
like this past
some
week
things.
And apparently Saul in Breaking Bad,
yeah.
Saul talks about Ignacio,
right.
or whatever you say
Ignacio.
His name.
Yeah,
Ignacio. So that's
well,
him.
I wanted to also shout out, hold on, I was just pulling it up.
Okay.
Somebody that commented
on
YouTube. Our
YouTube
video.
Right.
Nice. Morgan23. I only say it like that because there's two N's. That's why I didn't say it Morgan. It could just be Morgan. She said, I thought Nacho made a brief appearance in Breaking Bad. Maybe I'm wrong or thinking of someone else. Point being, if he did appear in Breaking Bad, then they couldn't kill him off in the show. Which was sort of
yeah.
along the lines, because I went and looked it up, and it was yeah, the episode of Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul, where you get introduced to Saul's character, and at one point they have him thrown down on the ground. It's when... Jesse and Walt are wearing like the ski masks mm-hmm. or whatever, and then that's when he refers to somebody named Ignacio that translates Spanish, whatever.
I guess not what sure. could happen, maybe, if we're trying to guess is
no what
no so maybe how Vince Gilligan apparently said that this timeline might cross over, maybe he's gonna die in this season, but it's gonna be after
future.
That
true
yeah
that's true, that would mean it could still happen in the season.
See, I personally, it's like I know that there's so many different ways this could pan out, but I really want Nacho to live.
Oh no, I do
really
too.
I think he deserves to live.
Yeah, he has a good heart. I mean, he's not like these other people that he's working with.
And that's what I think they're trying to. That's what sucks too, because it's like they're trying to make you feel that way, so they want you to like him, and then that's when they rip him from you, and it's like, all right, we get it.
They're almost pulling the same type of chords they do with Jesse and Breaking
Bad.
Yep, I'm not saying. Yeah. I know it's like to compare it. Yeah, maybe that they're very different characters.
It is, but it's the same. I think
they are
throwing
him into that same slot. Like,
right.
This, he's a criminal. He does stuff wrong.
It's
at the same time,
dynamic.
He's got a good heart, right? And it's like, you are. So I feel like he's one of the characters in the show you feel more for. The
right.
difference being the main character in the show is way more likable, in my opinion, than Walt ever was.
He is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And that gets into the whole thing, because obviously everybody roots for Walt anyway. But, you know.
Well, Walt's like such
you know
a good character, but Jimmy, and they show that a lot in this episode too, even though they start showing Jimmy like, he goes crazy because he goes on his interview with the car. What? No, not car salesman. That's what I thought it was going to be, but it's the printer salespeople.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he has his interview and like completely kills it. Gets them to hire him on the spot, and then when they hire him on the spot, he's just like,
now,
"What
fuck.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, why would you just hire? I could be." He was like, "I could be someone that pees in your coffee pot." And I'm just like, "I don't even know who thinks of that on
yeah,
the spot,
yeah.
but whatever. I mean, that's fine."
Jimmy does.
You know what I was just thinking? I feel like if you were to compare Jimmy and Walt, it's more like Jimmy kind of wears his heart like on his sleeve, but mm-hmm. Walt's is like just buried below,
but
or
Walt
he's
also,
still there, you know?
But Walt's,
yeah, no, you're right.
It's like there, but throughout most of the seasons, you don't see it as much as you see it with
that's
Jimmy.
What I mean, buried, it goes deeper,
right?
Deeper
it's
down.
Deeper,
right.
But at the same time, like, I feel like you don't really see his heart again until the last season,
the last episode,
yeah.
Well,
like,
the
yeah,
thing,
the last episode, really,
right?
So.
And that's the weird thing about this, because like, character wise, they are following like obviously a less extreme path, but it is like, we know he's descending because mm-hmm. we know he's going to turn into
right.
who he becomes. But with, like you're saying, he wears his heart on his sleeve. That's kind of true, because like I feel as Jimmy gets deeper into this
mm-hmm.
character of Saul, it's almost like we're seeing more of his heart. You know what I mean?
Right. And
like we like him more. Like we can see more of like his emotions and what's like what he's struggling with. And,
right.
And obviously part of that is because like in this season anyway, he just lost his fucking brother.
God, and that scene with Kim when she's like going off on Howard.
Not
that
enough
was
can be
so
said
good.
About that. Scene.
I love seeing her stand up for him so much.
Well, I like seeing her
great.
Just standing up for anything because not mm-hmm. that she never fought, but she was always so composed.
She's
right.
always
so,
been my favorite character. In the
I mean,
show,
she's incredible. So. I was gonna say if at any point anybody forgot or didn't realize that this lady woman knows how to act. There
I'm,
you go. Yo, that's
that
your,
scene
what's
was
her name?
Amazing.
Who plays Kim?
Rhea Seehorn.
Rhea Seehorn.
All right, so obviously Rhea Seehorn has some acting chops because
oh
that
my
scene
god,
was
yeah,
nuts.
that was like so intense, and the at the very end too, when Howard's just like, "How can I make it better?" and it's just like. Howard finally is getting what he like needed, which was someone just being like, shut the fuck up for once. And then
I feel like I need to clarify because last week I made it seem like I hate Howard, which I do. I don't like Howard, but I like him in this. I'm glad he's in this show. I feel like what I thought in this episode was like when he showed up, I was like, oh, good. I like seeing Howard. I feel like the scenes with Howard
well,
are very interesting.
It's one of those things where it's like. Jimmy kind of has Kim, and Kim's always there for him, and it's kind of like he was the one with Chuck.
Right. Right.
They're just the two exactly. pawns of the two main right. characters.
And
know?
I think it's more like they've always tried to make it seem like Howard doesn't care about anybody and like only is out to look for himself, but I feel like within the past two seasons, they've kind of made it seem
they are
more
showing a little bit
like
more to him.
He has a heart, and he is upset that things are... Like, that's why at the very end of the conversation with Kim, instead of him being like an ass about it, he was like, how can I make this better? And
that's
she
true.
Just said nothing. But... It shows that he's kind of breaking down too. So, I mean, who knows what's going to end up happening with his character. But I wouldn't be surprised if they even just kind of like fade him out slowly. Like with Chuck not being there, it's not like he can even do much.
Yeah, he doesn't
now.
Have much purpose
well,
anymore.
Thing, I guess like, yeah, realistically, they don't ever have to kill Howard off.
No.
He can just kind of fade out. Because
that's the thing. He can live and probably even live like a relatively decent, happy life. And still, it makes sense for him not to ever be brought up in Breaking Bad just because where would the connection be? Like
exactly.
Like you're saying, just be... You know,
I kind of I've always thought that Howard's kind of funny too. I don't
yeah.
know.
Oh, for sure. I laugh
funny.
A lot.
Like the relationship between Howard and Jimmy is just kind of funny. That's why I like Howard.
Not a lot of Mike in this episode.
No.
But okay.
It did clear up some things that we were like talking about last week.
I was
going
to say, if you were listening to our last episode, any of our wild theories, which probably shouldn't have even been theories,
we
should have just
stupid.
Known what that check was. They definitely full on explain it in this one. And probably there was probably nobody else sitting in front of their TV like, oh, like we were.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most people
were just
like, oh,
like,
yeah, no
wow,
fucking shit.
Why did we even think of this stuff? But I mean, with the stuff with Mike, I feel like it's just him. He's always looked out for himself.
He knows
on top of everything, he's looking out for himself.
He is very smart. I mean, he thinks of everything. Yeah. So he's already thinking like, okay, I'm getting money laundered to me. Like, how am I going to cover this up
right.
in case anything ever comes
it's
of it?
It's like how we said Gus like considers himself in a different class of criminal. I think Mike, it's not even about like the appearance of it. He just knows what he's got to fucking do. Like this is he's just doing this to fucking, you know, make hay. And he knows how to cover his tracks, and that's all it is. He's not even worried about how he like comes off to people. He's just like, this is for me. I don't fucking care.
Right, yeah, he's
if you're gonna be paying me, like, you know, we're gonna fucking put the name in the face.
Yeah, which was smart. I mean, whenever he says it out loud, whenever he says what he's doing and explains it, it's always like, man, that makes a whole lot of sense. So I'm glad that they always do that. But then for some reason, people, like, I don't get why all these people never trust him.
What'd you call him, Tyler? The walking common sense?
Who?
Mike.
Yeah, that is what I said.
I think that should be the running nickname for him.
It makes sense, though, just because, I mean, I don't understand why people don't. I feel like I would put all of my trust into this man if I ever
I mean, if
him.
If for some reason you got sucked into this universe and you had to fucking latch on to somebody, like, I don't want to die. Who am I going to team up with?
I feel like I'd be the same way with that.
Although, spoilers, you know, he gets fucking.
Well, so does Gus. So, I mean,
everybody
does.
Everyone dies, I know.
Oh, man. I liked the. They're really doing a lot with that, the fucking blue and like the aquarium and the fish tank.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. I saw that.
That's really cool.
Wet scene.
I don't know if there's like more symbolism there than I'm realizing.
I feel like
I
they
like
always try and highlight stuff like that for some, like it always ends up playing a part at some point.
Well, Breaking Bad definitely has a color scheme.
Yeah, it's got it's always like colors have so much meaning more than you even realize.
What's weird is there are parts of it where it's sort of like the colors are very like dull and serious. And for some reason, it reminds me of Bruce Willis and Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Like there's so many things like that that just remind me of that now.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, it's just the type of mood they always try and set with this show. It just is depending. And really, I feel like it always is based off of whatever Jimmy's feeling too. I've tried to notice, which I guess it's like, it makes sense because he's the main character, but it's like I only really ever notice differences like that whenever it's involving his mood.
Yeah, it just depends though, because I feel like the show shifts perspective so often, which I guess Breaking Bad did too. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of time you spend in Breaking Bad where you're not around Walt. You know, I guess I kind of forget that. But in this show, it just seems like there are times where the episode's just going on, and then it'll switch back mm-hmm. to Jimmy, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is Better Call Saul. It's, like, all about him. But it's really not. It's really about so many other pieces of this story that, like, they've done such a good job of fleshing this out so far. And mm-hmm. Obviously, that's speaking more to, like, the entirety of the show so far. But mm-hmm. I feel like bringing it back to just, like, the second episode, it's just setting up a lot of interesting stuff now, like we said, with Nacho's character. What's going to happen with Mike? Lydia, fucking Lydia, you know. Real interesting thing, too. In Breaking Bad, Lydia, she can't have a conversation looking anybody in the eye. I guess she can sometimes, but when she's meeting with people, it's always like, oh, I'm going to sit at this table and you're going to sit over there.
Yeah.
But then in this, they like fucking just sit there.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Well, so something must happen like in this storyline.
I feel like Lydia, kind of in the same way as Mike, has her own way of doing this stuff where she feels like the need to cover her ass, except she's psychotic.
She's psychotic, but so, at the same time, she does a good job of it. So if it's working for her, then she's going to continue.
Well, because that's the thing in Breaking Bad, it always struck me as like, she's like, no, let's sit at different tables. I'm like, oh, that's kind of smart. But then it's like, when the other person so clearly is like, why are we doing this? Then it becomes even more suspicious. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's kind of like too much.
Has there been a scene yet where she puts stevia in her coffee?
I don't think they've done that yet.
They need to do
it. No, it's not coffee, it's tea.
Well, stevia in her tea.
What, you think there's some bigger meaning to that too? Like,
I think she's just trying to watch her figure, honestly.
She's just seeing like a woman.
At some point in this, there will just be an episode like dedicated to her like discovering what stevia
is. I always for some reason remember like when Walt's just like, oh yeah, that stevia crap or whatever he said in the last episode.
Oh man.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like this episode, it was definitely more action packed. Then in the end, at least, just with the first episode seemed kind of slow, but I guess it was mostly because they had to talk about Chuck and like what happened with that. Mm-hmm. But the way this ended, because we already talked about it, but it ended with Gus literally killing someone. So, and telling Nacho that he's his bitch.
Every Better Call Saul season is always a slow build.
That's what it is.
I like that burn. Though.
I do too.
I like how they do that really well with this show, because other shows don't convey what they're trying to convey in one episode. In this, I always feel like they get to the point of what they're trying to do. Yeah, and
the last few episodes are always incredible because of that.
Yeah. It will be interesting too, just to bring up something, like the note that Chuck left for Jimmy.
Right.
It'll be interesting. I'm assuming we're going to find out what's in there.
Well, what if it's like The Dark Knight? What if she burns
God,
it?
God, screw Damn. That, though.
What if she burns it, he never sees it?
That's, you know, honestly, they could do that.
Yeah. I thought for a second she was going to rip it up right when they were like, she might was handed actually. It. But
I didn't even think about that.
God, I was, that is so pissy that like Chuck
too.
Got 5,000. And it was literally just a payout from the will.
Yeah, well, when they threw that little bit in there.
That's such bull.
Because when they said, like, it's 5,000, it was like, oh, yeah, obviously that seems low. And then to add the context of, like, oh, that's, like, right above the minimum a lawyer would put in there so that it doesn't get contested. Right.
And the fact that he has a scholarship established, so he obviously had a ton more money that he could have just done anything with.
And I think that's what the burn was.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's rubbing it in Jimmy's face with that. Like,
so do y'all think it was, like, within at the end of Chuck's life after everything that went down? In season 3, you think that's when he amended his will, or do you think this was like way? Because obviously things brewing between Chuck and Jimmy,
I think
for a long
this was
time.
Way,
this
Chuck,
way back.
Okay, honestly, I think Chuck knew he was going to kill himself. He might have made some changes at some point.
See,
but I mean,
well, right. He definitely, when it happened, I think that was 100% intentional. But like, so you think it was right before that? He was like, I'm changing my will. Goodbye. Poof, flames.
I mean,
poof.
I feel like he never had had as strong of. Awful feelings toward Jimmy toward the end, right? So I feel like
he technically didn't, but at the same time, he literally. But I mean,
what do you mean
said,
towards the end of his
towards,
life?
Yeah.
Well, didn't because, he have the? Wasn't that when it was
no,
the worst?
That's when it was the worst.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so
you mean
I feel like
that,
he made
right.
he made changes like more towards the end.
But I feel like I always got the vibe even before that. It was just like this, like. Why do I want to say dissent? That's not what I'm trying to say.
I think it...
Resentment.
Yeah.
There's the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even from... Like, even though Jimmy probably had more of a reason to feel resentment towards Chuck, mm-hmm. it just felt like Chuck was the one with all the resentment and, like, the fucking just, like, bitterness and everything else. So
he did, but at the same time, Jimmy was always taking care of him and everything. Yeah. Like, I feel like their relationship wasn't, it was not great, but it wasn't as terrible as it became.
Oh yeah, for sure.
After all the stuff.
I personally think it's more of just like, this is Chuck proving that he's never respected or cared about Jimmy. Like, he never looked at Jimmy as like someone of value. So right. It's yeah. like he had to deal with him because it was his brother kind of thing, but at the same time he was just like, I don't really care like what happened. He never cared about like his finances or anything because he knew Jimmy like wasn't always well off, but he could have helped him out and he didn't because he doesn't think Jimmy's worth anything, pretty much. And that's literally what this was proving. So I think it was mostly just from the very beginning. He even said that in the last episode, like, or not the last episode, obviously, because he was dead. But but in season 3, he was just like, I've never really cared for you that much.
Yeah.
He's like, it's nothing against you. I've just never really cared for you. And it kind of just shows that Chuck just kind of never really had that much of a heart to begin with. So makes you feel less bad for him. I'll tell you that.
Chuck.
Yeah, so did everybody like this episode? I can assume.
We're right back into the thick of it, so wait.
It's so great, too. We even got a cheese tray and everything.
Really nice. We got the cheese right in front of us right now. Still eating it.
Some nice gray ham or salami, whatever.
We don't know if the ham's going to be okay, but we're hoping it is.
See, I ate it, so if it's not good, I'll be throwing up in a few
hours.
Hey, somebody
comment on the YouTube video and let us know if ham is supposed to be gray and green.
It's not green. No, it's not green. It's like a smidge gray.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of gray.
Well, still, just let us know for future. I don't know.
We may be dead by the next episode. Who knows?
Up close, it doesn't look that bad.
it's different angles.
All right. Well, anybody got any last comments, concerns?
Yeah. I am sad that we don't get to see the dude with the funny hair anymore. You know, hair was always
that
so
horse boy,
the slick pony boy.
It was so silky looking. Like, it just made
that's
you
what
feel
I'm saying.
Good.
It was a greased up pony. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the point of it looking so wet all the time was.
Don't worry. Maybe they'll bury him next episode. Let's see it one more time. Proper send off to the.
I don't want to see that on that day
either. How they fucking know? Maybe they'll cut it off and bury him.
Oh man! All right. Well, if you liked this and you like what we do, you should definitely tune in every week because we will be doing that on Next Stop Cinnabon. I said it again.
Coined it.
Tyler doesn't like that at all. But anyway, so this was our review. And if you want to follow us and subscribe and like and give us 5 stars, please, you can find us on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher, SoundCloud, all of that jazz with We're Miss the Bus. Miss the Bus Pod on Instagram, Twitter, literally any social media. YouTube, please, also, because that's where everybody likes us, apparently, with this. So keep liking us. We like that a lot. But until next time, see you later.
Peace.